Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Moderne.
Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Comme moi.
Comme Will.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe von Radio Mikroeuropa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle 96.6. Am Mikrofon Ulrich Hägele. In unserer heutigen Musikbox bringen wir den ersten Teil des Konzerts von Tal Arditi mit seinem Trio vom 12. Januar 2022 im Tübinger Jazzclub. Nach fast auf den Tag genau 2 Jahren gastierte der Ausnahmegitarrist Tal Arditi zum 2. Mal in der Tübinger Haaggasse. Tal Arditi ist Jahrgang 1998, studierte bereits mit 16 an der Rimon School of Jazz and Contemporary Music in Ramat HaSharon, Israel. Dann zogen seine Eltern in die Schweiz in ein Dorf in der Nähe von Basel. Tal Arditi ging mit, fand das Dorfleben allerdings nicht so prickelnd und zog nach Berlin. Dort lebt und arbeitet er nun und ist als vielbeschäftigter und heiß begehrter Gitarrist inzwischen regelmäßiger Gast in angesagten Jazzclubs. Er spielte auf Festivals wie dem Umbria Jazz Festival, dem Red Sea Festival oder dem Open Air Kaintal. 2018 erhielt er eine Einladung zur Betty Carter Jazz Ahead in Washington D.C. Bevor es losgeht, unsere Reporterin Maria Contomari hat Tal Arditi und seine Band in der Pause getroffen. Zunächst sprach sie ihn zu Corona und die lange Zeit des Wartens an.
I'm sorry, but I have to ask. It's the pandemic and you're a professional musician. What has that been like the past years?
It became years already. Wow. Yeah, it was very interesting. Obviously, there were some tough moments and some not so nice moments. But like overall, I have to say that I was definitely lucky in this situation and found a lot of time for inspiration and for writing new songs and got to new directions and kind of like getting more focused on stuff. So, yeah.
So your newest album, Colors, in what way is it different from your previous album? And how would you describe the sound to somebody who hasn't checked it out yet?
It's different because it's not a live album and it's the first album I did in studio. And I did it with Lucas and Toby that are sitting next to me in the room right now. And yeah, the sound of the album, I would say it's like it's instrumental music and it's very kind of... dynamic and emotional, and it kind of like there's a lot of influences, obviously jazz, but also a lot of rock influences, a lot of Brazilian music influences, and like different grooves. And yeah,
what's the creative process in deciding what influences to use, or do they just come to you?
No, you don't ever decide that. It's like I also don't like to define, you know, it's like always the thing of like artists need to define their own music, and I don't like it. I think other people are happily invited to do it, but for me it's just like it's a mix, you know, it's a mishmash of all the things that I listen to and all the things that I experience. So it's just something that happens, the inspiration, the influences, you know, it never just, yeah.
So it's like an organic process.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, you know, when you live, you experience things and they kind of go inside of you, you know, without you knowing them, and then they come out. And obviously there's like a more you know, like more awareness in like, okay, I like this kind of music, I want to do it more. That is like, I guess, more like controlling your influences, but there's also a part that you don't control, you know?
Okay, so you guys have recorded an album together in a studio. How did you meet and how did you decide that the chemistry is right for doing an album together?
So I met Tobias in Berlin when I just moved there, and he played amazing and I wanted to play with him. And he's basically the only drummer until now that I played my music with, my like instrumental music. And yeah, and Lucas, we actually met, like I had a gig in Basel and I needed to find a bass player, and Tobias recommended Lucas, and I never met Lucas before in my life, and I only met him at the gig, you know? Yeah. So that was a kind of like stressful situation, but Lucas also played amazingly. And then it kind of like, then I think the moment that really made it clear was like we had this 3 days residency at the A-Train. So we played 3 nights in the A-Train And after three nights was like, okay, like there's something really cool here, and Tobias and Lucas play a lot together, like in different projects, and they have really like good musical and emotional connection with each other. They're like one person.
Like what?
So you keep talking about how you play your guitar like a piano. Would you like to explain that?
Yeah, I have this personality disorder that makes me want to be a piano, you know? It's very severe. No, I don't know. Since I started, like, also when I was, like, really into, like, you know, jazz university and, like, jazz stuff, I did play stuff of other guitar players, like, famous guitar players, and they had influence on me, obviously, you know, like Scofield and Matheny and everything, and all these amazing guys and Wes Montgomery. But then at some point, I'm like, I want to copy something without being ever able to copy it, you know? So then I kind of like got attracted to this idea of like playing like a piano, because even if you copy a solo of a piano player, like one by one, you would never sound like a piano and you would never sound like that piano player, you know? So it's kind of a trick to, you know, how to like get an inspiration without really sounding like someone, you know, or at least that's what I wanted, and that's how I started it. And then I started to play Bach inventions for piano, and like this is for a couple of years, it's like a big part of my musical, you know, routine, and it really grounds me, you know, every time I'm like a couple of weeks not practicing, or, you know, on tour, or like, or just on vacation, then I always come back and play it. So yeah, I guess that's why the piano guitar thing, but I'm not the first guy to do it. Like, there's a lot of guitar players that figured it out before. Yeah.
What are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future is to, to like develop everything I do. Like, I have different projects and different things, and I kind of want to get everything more developed in like all the senses, in the music sense, and also like in the sense of playing concerts or like releasing stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a nice year, I have a feeling. So just keep doing what I do, I guess.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here and to come back after 3 years. I still remember this concert as like really, really amazing and lots of energy from the audience. And it's really nice to see a full house here in the current conditions. And it's amazing to see so many of you still. The last song was called After Lisboa. And it's a song I wrote after being in Lisboa in Portugal. And I was there with my mom. And we were surfing. Me and my mom started the trend of surfing together. And she's awesome. She's like started to surf again after 40 years or something, not surfing. And anyway, it's a whole thing. So I was really inspired just also having time with her and also just being in Portugal and just seeing the ocean and how people live and also seeing the sea and the city, Lisboa. So I wrote this song. And the next song I'm gonna play, you will see a connection here. It's called Berlin Vibes. So it's also about a city, that's the last song about a city, I promise. Wait, there's one more song about a city, but then I'm done. I swear I'm done. So yeah, hope you enjoy. This is Berlin Vibes. And Lucas is gonna start it, because he's the man, yeah. Thank you. So one more and we're done with the cities, okay? This one's called Sassari, and it's about a beautiful village in Sardinia that I was playing. Anyone know Sassari? Oh, wow, it's a lot of people. Usually it's like one person. You guys have been to Sassari. Yeah, Tübingen. It's the Sassari of Germany, that's what they say. Anyway, yeah, I wrote this song. It's really interesting because I wrote these songs like a long time ago. And not the first one, but the last one, and the one I'm going to play now. And it's like so cool to have a different version every time. It sounds different every time. And that's what's beautiful, I think, about like playing with these guys and generally playing with people for so long is that you can, it becomes like, you know, clay in your hands. You can do whatever you want with it. So sometimes it goes good and goes bad, but that's part of the magic. And yeah. So this is the Sassari. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. You may 40 people, but you sound like 400. It's amazing. Yeah, no, thank you. I really feel the energy and I feel this warm vibes going on here, and it's really, really nice. Speaking of warm vibes, can I get some water? Do you guys want some also? Can I just a glass of water from the tap? Whatever, it's fine. Yeah, just a glass of water. Thank you. So this song was called Night Folks, and it's also on my new album. It's right there next to this wonderful person with the glass of wine. He's watching my discography. And yeah, I'm gonna be here after in the break, and you feel free to, we can talk with each other with a mask and everything, and feel free to chat and get some CDs if you want, and support your musicians in this very difficult time. Thank you. And we're gonna play the last song for this set, and this song is called No One's Land, and it's about a land that is no one's. No one has it. Thank you. Hope you enjoy. Start from the vamp, maybe. Thank you. Thank you.
Das Tal Aditi Trio live im Tübinger Jazzclub. Der erste Teil der Show, aufgenommen am 12. Januar 2022, exklusiv für euch hier bei Radio Mikroeuropa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle. Hier nochmal die Namen: Tal Aditi Gitarre, Lukas Traxel Bass und Tobias Backhaus am Schlagzeug. Für die Technik verantwortlich waren Sergej Malzew und Klaus Klein. Eine Produktion des Tübinger Campusfunks Mikroeuropa 2022. Von Tal Aditi und seinem Trio gibt es derzeit zwei Einspielungen. Portrait Live at the Adrian Berlin, erschienen 2018 in der Edition Longplay in einer super raren und auf 43 Exemplare limitierten Kunstauflage mit CD, LP, signiertem Kunstdruck von Werner Schreib sowie zwei Broschüren. Die zweite Einspielung mit dem Titel Colors kam 2020 bei Berthold Records heraus. Damit wären wir am Ende unserer heutigen Musikbox angelangt. Den zweiten Teil des Konzerts bringen wir zu einem späteren Zeitpunkt. Ein herzliches Dankeschön an den Club Voltaire und an Martin Drostel vom Tübinger Jazzclub. Weitere Infos findet ihr auf unserer Homepage unter www.mikro-europa.de. Am Mikrofon war Ulrich Hägele. Macht's gut, bleibt gesund und bis bald.